Hello?
Hi, Luis. This is Nikki calling back from Local Special. What are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Sounds great. And, yep, I'm calling back with regards to our scheduled line interview that will take about 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Yeah. I mean, it's either now or never.
All right. So thank you so much for making time for me. And this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Luis, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay? All right.
Yeah.
So I see here, Luis, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the secret question with Ben. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Marino's Construction LLC, correct? Hello?
What'd you say?
Yep. I just want to confirm that I got your correct business name. So your business name is called Marino's Construction LLC.
Yes.
All right. And the address that I have on here, that's 753 County Road 18, Rogers, Nebraska, 68569.
That's my personal address. I don't want that address to be shown.
Gotcha. So I will hide it for you then. This is your home address.
Correct.
Okay. And let me see. All right. I'm going to hide it for you. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Okay. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Or let me know if it is not handy.
I thought you guys were going to do a lot of this stuff yourselves. You know, a lot of this stuff is public information. That's the thing, you know, like, I don't have a lot of time. With me being the owner and everything else, you know, I got I got to pay the guy still. But, yeah, what do you need?
Yep. I'm just going to ask you a few questions so we can set up your account. But if it's not available right now, if it's not handy, just let me know.
I can wait here.
Okay. So if you can read to me your license number and expiration date,
For the state of Nebraska or?
Yep. So when you register your business in the state, did they require license for the services that you offer or no?
It's a contractor license. It is 23695-25.
Okay, so I got 23695-25, and do you have the expiration date?
I do not, but this is all public information. You could go and look it up at the Nebraska Department of Labor.
Okay, I'll just note it here, and let me see. All right. And you can receive mail to this address. And later in the call, Luis, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 531-293-2094?
Well, of course.
Okay. And
I'd like for them to go through my CRM, through my website.
Okay, let me note that. And I just want to confirm that I got here your correct email address. That's louise@marinoscontracting.com.
Yes. Do you have my my business's actual phone number?
Oh, this is actually the phone number that we got here. Do you have your business phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
The one that I want the lease to get to?
Okay, so that business phone number is where we will be setting up your call tracking, correct?
What do you mean call tracking?
Okay, so we will set you up with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you. So that means to say that number is the number that we will be marketing you, that we will be putting on your campaigns. But all the calls will still go directly to the number that you will be giving me, your business line. Did that work well for you?
I didn't understand you. So why do you have two different numbers?
Okay, so the call tracking number is the one that is endorsed by Google itself. So we introduced the call tracking number for you because it will help you track your leads on your dashboard, and it will help you filter out spam.
Yeah, that's what my CRM does.
Okay, let me go ahead here and see. So you don't want to have your call tracking number. You only want to have your phone number, your business line, as the main contact of the business?
Yeah, so the main contact should be the CRM number. That way, anybody that has questions, concerns, comments, wants to book an estimate or, you know, it goes through my CRM, and then it'll ask for their information, their name, their address, how soon are they willing to start their project, and it automatically puts that into my CRM, and then it notifies me of that contact to where I will reach them at a later date or a later time.
Gotcha. I'll note it here. But with regards to your call tracking, I'll let Ben know. Let me see. Okay. Let me just note it here real quick. May I know the CRM that you're using?
What do you mean the CRM? The number?
The CRM that you're using. Like, are you using a Go High Level?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just note that here. So the phone number, can you provide me the phone number?
It's on my website. I don't remember it by memory.
So your website is marinoscontracting.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I see your website right now. So it's the 531-206-5366.
If that's what's on the website, yes.
Okay. And with regards to this, since you don't want to have the call tracking number with us, would it be okay if I will discuss it with your team and have Ben call you back?
Yeah.
Okay. And, do you have any other concerns for me aside from that?
I'm not going to have a meeting with you like every week, am I, or...
Oh, no. Actually, this is just only the call that's going to take around 40 to 45 minutes because we will set up your account. Other than that, we're not going to call you like every week for meeting or anything. Maybe in 3 weeks we will check the progress of your account, but it's not going to be like every week or every day. We're going to work on your account anyways. Once this is not setting up, okay? So I will have to discuss it with Ben with regards to the call tracking and the CRM. Since you don't want us to create another call tracking for you. So once everything is settled, I may call you back to call you again for another 40 minutes just to set up your account, okay?
Another 40 minutes?
We need to finish the client interview, but I have to discuss it with Ben if it would be okay for you to proceed without the call tracking number.
Okay.
Would that be okay? All right. Since you wanted to have your own number that wasn't spread in the website, right? So, yep.
Well, yeah. It would just create more chaos for me. You know, I'd have two phone numbers, you know, and then two tracking deals, you know.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I just want to ask, I just want to make sure, Luis, does this number on your website falls through directly to your personal phone number or no? It's a different number. Does the phone number on your website, when your clients are calling you through this number, does it goes directly through your phone number or no? Is it a different number?
Yeah, it comes directly to my phone number.
It comes directly through your phone number. Okay. All right. So maybe we can integrate this. So
I don't know.
Okay. So you only have your phone number, and this one goes directly to your phone number, right? Your business line. So this was set up to your personal number 531-293-2094.
So I paid for that phone number. That phone number that's on my website, I paid for it. I bought the phone number.
Okay.
That did not come with my cell phone. Whenever they built my website and my CRM, I paid for that phone number.
Okay. So, yep, I just want to clarify. So when your leads are calling you, all the call will still go directly to your personal phone number 531-293-2094?
Yes. All the notifications about my CRM come to my phone number.
Gotcha. All right. So I will let him know that if he can proceed without the call tracking number, since you are already using a tracking number, and your CRM, you're using the Go High level, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, yep. Let me just notify it here and clarify with Ben. And if ever there are concerns, I will call you back, okay?
You're still going to call me back later today?
Oh, actually, let me see if we can do that. Or can we try to call you back? Can we schedule you next week? What would be the best time to work for you?
Yeah, I mean, see, that's the thing. I don't have all this time, ma'am.
I understand. Can I put you on hold for a moment? I'll try to talk with Ben.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow works perfect for me.
Oh, I really do apologize. We only operate Monday through Fridays, Pacific, 7 a.m. to 4.
Oh, Pacific.
So, yeah, we may not be available to on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay. I mean, if it's at 4 Pacific, then that would be what, 6 o'clock my time, right?
Yep. You're 2 hours ahead. Let me just go ahead and check. Yeah, right here. So you're central. Central, so that would be,
So now it's 532, it should be 332 over there where you're at.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So yeah, at 5 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, so we can call you back 5 o'clock Monday if we will have this one settled. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I will let my team know and with regards to your CRM and the number. And if everything is settled, I will reschedule you for Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. That's 5 your time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Louise. And if you have any concerns, do not hesitate to give us a call.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.